Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InternetWrestle.com, our friends along the way. This interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com. We're joined now by Rick Urish, and he is in California receiving additional treatments and surgeries. He is a young man who had a tank blow up around him, immediately caught fire. His body was burned, about 60% of it. And he feels that he's lucky. As a matter of fact, when you call him, the message on his cell phone retrieval is that of Johnny Cash, and I fell into a burning ring of fire. He joins us now. Rick, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great. Can't complain.
Now, you've got quite a sense of humor about this. Where does that sense of humor come from?
It's something I have to have. It's something, you know, down in San Antonio with the other guys, that's where I was treated, down in Brook Army Medical Center. You know, we all had a sense of humor about it because we were around each other every day. You know, I'm 60% burned, and there's guys that are 97% burned, and you just have to have a sense of humor. If you don't have a sense of humor, I mean, how do you get through it? I mean, I honestly wouldn't be able to answer that question because I do have a sense of humor, and like I said, I don't know how I would do it without it.
Well, I applaud you on that for sure. The U.S. Army takes care of its own, and at least in this go-around, they seem to be taking care of you. Can you describe how the U.S. Army, the United States government, the Veterans Administration have been treating you?
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely stepped up to the plate, and they give me all the care I need. I know they obviously made some mistakes with the Vietnam era veterans, and I think they learned from it because I can't complain with what they're doing with me. You know, all my medical care, everything is taken care of. You know, first thing I said when I woke up, one of the first things I remember saying when I woke up in the hospital was, how am I going to pay for this?
Right.
You know, it was just one of those things that I didn't know that, you know, it was all taken care of. I had no clue. That's not why I joined. You know, I didn't know there was perks afterwards. I didn't know there was things that the Army did. You know, I figured I was injured and I was in the hospital. I got to pay for this. Well, obviously I didn't, but I take care of everything. They would take care of these surgeries I'm having right now with my face, but the best in the business stepped up to the plate to do my facial reconstruction, and I couldn't pass that up. So I actually came out here to Los Angeles to have my surgeries done, and it's all publicly funded. So it's on both sides of the wall here. You know, the VA and the Army has stepped up to the plate, but also the civilian side has stepped up to the plate as well.
Well, I'm going to cross my fingers and pray to God, considering your level of humor. I think I can say this to you, and I hope that you don't walk away with the hatchet job that Michael Jackson had done to him. How about that?
No, actually, the surgeries right now are, I'm six in. I've had six surgeries in the last two months.
Wow.
And my last one was last Monday. And right now, it's not going 100% is planned, so, but we're still optimistic, you know, still thinking that it will go well, so my next surgery is probably going to be, we're going to take some time off. They want me to have some time off. You know, I need some time off. I think the surgeons need some time off from me. You know, they've been getting to know me pretty well in the last 2 months, so we're going to take some time and wait until the end of June probably to do the next surgery.
Well, it was back in November. And by the way, thanks to our civilian docs that elect to take care of our heroes, those that have served
Absolutely.
Our country.
They didn't have to do it.
No. But Rick Urish is joining us. Urish is joining us, I should say, and he will be receiving a very special award at the Hall of Fame in Stillwater, Oklahoma, coming up on the weekend of the 5th, 6th, and 7th in Stillwater. You were notified, I think, in June, November. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, and what was your immediate thought when they called you?
Honestly, it was the thought that, am I deserving of such an honor? Because, I mean, I wrestled, and wrestling is a huge part of my life, always has been. but I wasn't the greatest of wrestlers, and I was kind of, it was hard for me to even think that I was going to be receiving an award on the same day as gold medalists in the Olympics. You know what I mean? It was hard for me. I mean, but at the same time, you know, I had my family there, my friends reassuring me that, you know, it's for what I'm about, you know, because I'm receiving the Medal of Courage, and it's, you know, it's about who I am now and what wrestling has done for me in my life that made me understand that, you know, I guess I am deserving of this award.
And maybe you could just give us a bit of a highlight as to what wrestling has done for you in your life and what kind of person you feel it made. In other words, what you got out of wrestling.
Well, absolutely. I mean, wrestling, obviously, you have to be tough to do it. And it's one of those things, if you're not tough enough, you're not going to stick with the sport. So it's one of those things that, you know, when I first started wrestling when I was maybe 7 or 8 years old, but I didn't wrestle very long then because it wasn't for me at the time. It really wasn't. And then I got into junior high, 7th grade, and I got back into it, and I loved it. And I loved the wrestling. I loved the matches. I loved the one-on-one, you know, it's you out there and nobody else. And, yeah, I really enjoyed that. So, but obviously it's made me tough, and I think it has to do a lot with the fact that, you know, I've made it through what I've made it through now. I think it had a big influence on me getting through being in the hospital and just being tough enough to get through something. And I also believe that it's one of those things that brought my family together even more. We did wrestling, and my younger brothers wrestled, and my dad wrestled, and we were just a wrestling family, basically. You know, we had wrestling mats in our garage, so it was one of those things that brought our family closer together, and it kind of worked the same way when I got hurt. You know, my family was there for me every second, so I think it, you know, built me up as a person and built my family up as a stronger family as well.
This has afforded you some special opportunities to speak to, but as a matter of fact, there's a portrait of you hanging in the National Portrait Gallery, is there not?
Yes, there is. That was quite an amazing experience. I sat for a portrait, and Matthew Mitchell is the artist that painted my portrait, and he's doing a project called The 100 Faces of War. And it's anybody who's been overseas in the war, injured, not injured, civilian, military, whatever. And he came to San Antonio to paint a portrait of, I think he did 4 portraits while he was there. And he painted mine, and it was amazing to see the finished product. You know, he really captured who I was and what I was about, you know, the pride I have being in the military, being from the United States. So he entered in a competition for the Outwind Bootiever portrait contest, and 3,000 some portraits were entered, and 50 were chosen to hang in the Smithsonian for a year, and mine was one of them. And it didn't take top honors for the judging, but it did take second place in the People's Choice Award.
Which is
so
pretty cool.
You know, which means to me, you know, a lot of people are seeing it, and a lot, it's getting out there, which is really neat. I think that's one of the coolest parts. I'd rather have the second place in that than judges' honors.
Oh, yeah. Well, just an incredible recognition, too, for what you have given to our country and what you continue to give, and well, for the balance of your life. Rick Yerish joins us. He's the Medal of Courage recipient. It'll take place this year at the National Wrestling Hall of Fame in Stillwater, Oklahoma. That weekend is a weekend to honor our inductees, our distinguished members, and it is just going to be a terrific time. Rick, when will you arrive? Will you arrive on Thursday or Friday?
I'll be driving. I'm going to drive down from New York, and I will be getting there Thursday, stay Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, I'm going to leave and head to Houston, where there's an event going on for the injured military that I've gone to the last 3 years. This will be my 4th year in a row going to this. So It'll be an interesting week, and then I'm going to drive back, and I'm going to visit some of my Army buddies along the East Coast. So I'm pretty excited about the whole trip, honestly.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you.
For a little bit, and also, you know, visit some good friends.
I know there's a lot of those that are in attendance that will be looking forward to meeting you, and hopefully we'll have a chance to do a sit-down TV interview as well to recognize your special honor, and of course to recognize what you've given to me and my family and to the balance of us that call ourselves Americans. Rick, I appreciate the special opportunity you've afforded us to talk to you today, and again, congratulations on the award. That's a very special honor indeed. It's an incredible group of people that we consider every year, but to be chosen is special indeed. And I'm looking forward to at least being there that weekend with you and to shake your hand.
I'm definitely looking forward to the opportunity of meeting you as well. You know, it works both ways. Both sides of the wall is the civilians and military, and if it doesn't work hand in hand, it doesn't work at all. So I appreciate it also.
Huh. Is that right? Is that what the Army boys say? Huh?
You got it. Huh?
Huh. All right, buddy. Hey, thank you very much.
The Marines will be mad.
Yeah, you know what? That's okay today. That's absolutely okay. Rick Yar is joining us on the show. We appreciate you taking the time, Rick, and I'll look forward to seeing you in Stillwater that special weekend, the first big weekend of June.